Hello.
Hello. This is Matt. I was trying to get in touch with Zach.
Yeah, hey, Matt, how are you?
Ah, pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear. Earlier with a bad.
What was that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I think we were cutting in and out. I must have caught you at a bad time earlier.
Yeah, still in the middle of a meeting or work and fun day.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, I don't want to, I was just calling because you had reached out to us about your property on Pocahontas.
Yes.
But I know you're in a meeting right now, so I want to be a good steward of your time. If you want to just give me a call back, I have property over in that area. If you want to give me a call back at a better time, that'd be
Oh,
fine.
let's say I've got time now, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I my old fiance, she was she went to Liberty, so I'm pretty familiar with that area, and I've been to that
Yeah.
Snowflex Center number of times. It's a good little area.
Yes.
So what you reached out to us about selling your property. If I recall correctly, you've only been there a couple of years.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that house for sale.
2.5, 3 years ago.
So what's going on? Why the sudden
Oh, I
move?
have a job offer in Nashville that I would like to take.
Okay. What's your time frame on that?
Hopefully 2 weeks or less.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so you're trying to go quick.
Yeah. Or
Okay.
end of the month. I forget how long that is. 14 days? What is today, the 16th?
Yes. So 2 weeks, that's pretty short notice.
Yeah.
Okay. You're looking to do very quickly, 2 weeks. Do you already have your next place there secured, or?
The company's going to put me up in company housing until I find a place.
Okay. Do you plan on buying, or what's that kind of look like?
Yeah. Well, that's what
Yeah.
I'll, yeah. Find
Okay.
an area outside of Nashville because really the property values up there is just insane.
And that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you already got your spot. 2 weeks time frame. Yeah, so I guess you don't really have time to waste, do you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could put it on, do it the traditional way
Yep.
and wait and hope that it goes at some point. Or, and be sitting there going, paying on a property I am not using.
Yeah.
So I figured I
Absolutely.
would check to see if I could get it done faster elsewhere.
Okay. And when you get it done, what does that kind of look like? I mean, what are you hoping to accomplish other than selling it?
Yeah, pretty much just selling it. That's
Right.
it.
I'm just gonna be transparent with you. You've been
Good.
very transparent with me. I don't, you know, I'm you don't need to sell this house, and we don't have to buy it, but just looking at it from a realistic standpoint, there's really no equity in it. And you know, that's just my professional opinion. You know, you are entitled to have whatever opinion you feel is necessary. I'm just, professionally speaking, this is kind of, where I'm at with it. What I hear you saying is you want to quit clothes and you just want to be done with it. I mean, I'm just sitting here. Let's see. I mean, if I would be able to close in 2 weeks, I wouldn't really expect him to have this conversation now, but I mean, here we are. You never know how life is going to go.
This is true.
Yeah. So, you just want to sell it. I mean, are you looking to walk away with something? I mean,
I'd like to, but I mean, I've looked at other comparable houses around and seen what they're going for, but
doesn't really give you good supporting evidence.
Yeah.
But
I just don't. I don't know what's the better way to go at this point.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I mean, you're right, and here's the thing: you put it on the market, you're going to come out of pocket.
Okay.
And you don't know exactly when it's going to sell, and you get the Wheel of Fortune, 21
right.
problem questions. So, me knowing the area and having houses in that area, I'm comfortable with going forward on this. If we can, make it make sense. Timeline, it's not an issue. I've dealt with sooner,
Right.
I mean, and you. So I guess my question is, you know you want to sell it. You have your place to go. I mean, if I could get you, a profit, just something. I mean, it's not going to be a ton, but it would be something. I mean, would you have any other objections or stipulations on just, being done with it?
No, I mean.
Okay.
I mean, let's say the only thing I need to do is get the movers in and get stuff moved out. So.
Okay, and so you can kind of. I guess you could coordinate that logistically, within that time frame.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, probably no sooner than the 26th. But
so if we just did. What if we just did like 30 days or how about like 30 days or sooner?
Yeah.
Okay. So 30 days or sooner. Okay. Yeah, that would work for me too. Okay. And sitting here, just I mean, what? Let me ask you this: what is your payoff? Because you bought it for 122. You owe probably something around there.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
116. Right around that number.
116. Okay.
Yeah.
How much monthly is it?
Roughly about 800.
800.
Yeah.
Okay.
About that's sure. With. Yeah. No, wait. The insurance also goes elsewhere.
Okay. Huh. And then what
no,
is
wait,
the insurance?
No, that's for the escrow. I haven't seen the board.
What do you think the interest is, like 3 or 4?
Oh, on this house?
Yeah.
It was right at 4%.
Okay. So what I'd be doing is, I mean, there's multiple ways to skin a cat.
Right.
But, with certain tools, you can only skin it a certain way. So, I would say for your situation, if I can put some money in your pocket, basically take over your mortgage and, you just be done with it. I think I could work that out.
Okay.
How does that sound on your end?
That sounds doable, yeah.
Okay. So if I can put money in your pocket, so let's just say $2,000 to $5,000. I mean, where are we at with things? I mean, is that something that you'd want to absolutely do? And the reason I ask is because we're only doing about 2 more houses this month. So this kind of came out of the middle of nowhere.
Right. I was hoping to try to get at least 10 out, but.
Yeah, that's going to be pushing it just because of the equity.
Right.
Can you hang on a second?
Oh yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. All right, Matthew, there?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a partner, obviously. So I kind of am just the go-between. But basically,
sure.
what are you saying? And I do all the purchasing. But he has the final say, and he's saying we definitely can't do 10. It doesn't make sense. And if that's a that makes or break it, then we just have to call it a no.
Okay.
But he said we could do 40. How much? He said 47, 67, 37. So, however that came up, just under 4,700.
Nah. That won't work for me.
All right, give me a second. All right, Matthew, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. He's wanting to know what will work, because you're asking to close quickly, basically buy it sight unseen, and with it being no equity in the house, really it makes it tough to be able to do anything.
Okay.
So he's asking kind of where you're at with things.
Actually, right now I'm thinking about just go the traditional rate and see what I can get.
All right, Matthew, you still with us?
Yep.
All right. He's not gonna do 10, but I'd love to be able to buy this house because I'm familiar with the area, so I would like to get it if we can make it work. What I feel like I'm in the
You're in a, yeah, rock and a hard place.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm saying I
you
understand where he's coming from, but
right. I mean, how about what if you guys just met somewhere in the middle?
I'm just not feeling this at the moment, I guess.
Okay.
But I guess thank you for your time, and I'll keep your numbers.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, all right, Matthew, you put me in a hard spot.
Sorry.
So basically, if what I'm hearing correctly is, if the next time I talk to you, if it ain't 10 grand, you don't want to talk about it.
At this point, yes.
Okay. All right, well, how about this? Let me talk while we're not live on the phone. Let's see if, anything can change.
Okay.
I can't guarantee anything that,
Oh, no, of
that
course not.
yeah. So, I'll get back with you, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Matthew. Bye.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
You called me, sir?
Oh, no, you haven't hung up with Matt yet.
Okay.
All right. Well, bye.
Bye-bye.